Today's way number 37 is in Hebrew, Einu Megis Libo B'Talmudo, which means he doesn't satiate his heart in his studies. It means to work on making everything new, not treating anything in the world as boring or mundane. I'm a Baal Tshuva from many years ago, but still I remember my mindset from back then. For a time, I drove a cab in New York City. On the radio, I would be listening to the baseball games, rooting for my New York teams. I distinctly remember thinking to myself, why should I care who wins? And I remember telling myself that if I keep thinking like that, I won't be able to listen to the game anymore and I'll be bored. So I had to make a totally illogical decision to care who wins a meaningless sports game so that my life would seem to have meaning. In reality, that's the lesson about the nature of secular life. If there isn't a God, or God really has nothing to do with the world, there isn't anything really meaningful that is going on in it. There are exciting experiences every once in a while, but most of life doesn't have much purpose. Shakespeare wrote in Macbeth, "Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day," and the philosopher Thoreau wrote that the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. A secular person will not like the meaning of what Shakespeare or Thoreau wrote, but will have a hard time logically arguing against it. Only by filling his or her time with sports, socializing, travel, and entertainment can he or she keep ahead of the boredom and mundane nature of a world without God. And even though family can provide somewhat of a substitute, in today's world, family is becoming less and less important. Entertainment and social media 24/7 more and more the norm. When I realized there was a God and Torah was true, the world became different. God created a world where everything has a meaning and can teach something. Every event has a reason behind it. Every person has tremendous depth. We only use 5% of our minds. And God gave us a Torah that teaches us everything we need to know about living. In Pirkei Avot, it says, "Don't despise any person and don't separate yourself from anything, because there is no person that doesn't have his time and no thing that doesn't have its place." In a world like that, there should be no reason to ever be bored. Life should be growth every day. It doesn't always seem to work that way because we are souls with bodies. The soul wants growth and wisdom, but the body doesn't want to make an effort. Growth is an effort and the body fights against it. One of its major techniques is boredom. Been there, done that. Nothing new to learn or do. It was exciting at the beginning, but now it's mundane. The way "Don't satiate yourself in your study" focuses on the absolutely crucial need to re-energize yourself to the potentials of a world that was created by an infinite, eternal God and the depth of the Torah that he gave us. To get on top of it, you have to recognize how the body works. Just think of the life-changing idea we presented in way number 32, love people. We gave the Jewish definition of love as an emotion of pleasure that comes from perceiving the virtues in another person and identifying them with their virtues. Perhaps you thought at the time, that's an exciting idea, to understand a concept that most of the world can't explain. It could give me a tool to increase my pleasure, to help my marriage. I can look at my spouse or my friends and see if I can see their virtues. Maybe I can teach it over to one of my secular friends as a heavy new idea for Judaism. You may have thought that at the time, but what if I tell it to you again now? Been there, done that. Rabbi, why don't you tell me an idea I didn't know? You became bored with the idea, yet you haven't necessarily thought about it. How does it change your worldview? What potentials might it open up to becoming a more effective person? What does it tell you about a society that thinks infatuation is love? And this happens in other things in life also, besides learning. When you first met your spouse, you were excited. Do you feel the same excitement today? So what can you do? Approach life like a child for whom everything is exciting and new. When you hear an idea, don't just say, "I've heard it before." Look at it as new and think about it. What questions do I have? Is there a way I can use this? Who do I know that would benefit from this idea? When you meet a person, even someone you've known for a long time, ask yourself, what don't I know about them? The Torah gives opportunities to remind yourself that life is new all the time. When you wake up, say, "Moda ani. God gave me back my soul for a reason. What should I do with it today?" We say Shema at least twice a day. It isn't just a mantra. It is giving us a new opportunity to remind ourselves what life is really about. Periodically take the time to ask yourself, what am I living for? You may have changed and grown from the last time and will have a different clarity. Rav Noach gave a particular exercise for this way to help in looking at things in a new way. Make a list of some things that you can't do. You can't spend an extra hour learning per day. You can't have another child. You can't come to Minyan every morning. You can't get more involved in helping to reach out to Jews. Examine the list closely. Are they really things you can't do? Or you really could, but you don't want to? Or you really want to, but the body doesn't feel like it? Or is it something that you might be able to do if you took the time to think it out? Why aren't you taking that time? To see the possibilities for growth and change, take one of the I can'ts and make a plan to do it. Never be bored with life. The rabbis tell us there are people who are able to acquire the world to come in one moment. They had deep realization or presented with an opportunity for greatness and they took it. At any moment, if you are awake for it, you may have that realization or opportunity. If you're bored with life, you may miss it when it comes.